Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. It's 2 p.m. Central Time, the latest update on Hurricane Ida. We do have some new information, still extremely dangerous, but we had a second landfall just southwest of Galliano, Louisiana. Just had this little wobble, came back offshore, then made landfall again. So another landfall southwest of Galliano. Latest information that we have right now, winds 145 miles an hour. So just because we've made several landfalls, the danger is not over yet. We still got some significant winds associated with this hurricane. Northwest movement, 12 miles an hour. And you look here, this is Houma, and they're really starting to get into some of these winds here. So if you're in Houma, hopefully most people left. If you're there, it was really time to shelter in place and be in one spot, because this dangerous wind is getting into Houma as we speak. Now with time, we're going to continue to move this storm to the north. There's Baton Rouge, still staying a hurricane. The winds will be coming down a little bit, but you're still going to have some significant amount of damage associated with trees down. You could have some structure damage because it's still going to be a hurricane even while inland. Those winds stretching out about 50 miles. So still, as we travel towards the north, you can still see that push of water. It's not over yet. I think it's a really important point. Just because we made landfall, we still have a ways to go. Some places haven't seen their top storm surge yet. Some people haven't even seen close to what they're going to get in the matter of winds and rain. So yeah, you got to hang on here today and tonight. You still got to be safe. So let's keep sheltering in place. Here is that latest forecast that we have. You can see that wind field stretching out from the center well over 100 miles. That's tropical storm force winds. And then closer to the center, you can see hurricane force winds about 50 miles away from the center. Staying a hurricane with time, that's why anybody watching from Baton Rouge, you just got to be ready for the potential of that hurricane force winds and those power outages. And with time moving, continuing to move into Mississippi, and eventually all that moisture moving into places like Tennessee and Kentucky and even West Virginia. So let's look at that storm surge. We still got to keep talking about it, because think about where this storm is moving. We've come into Port Fourchon. We did a little dip back, made another landfall. So as long as we have a hurricane in this area, you still have that flow around that hurricane that can cause some of that storm surge. So some areas may not have seen their top storm surge yet. So Gotta stay safe. Still life saving steps that you can take now could really just protect yourself. So you gotta keep indoors and away from these areas. We have Port Fourchon back to the mouth of the river. We've been forecasting 12 to 16 feet, but some of these, in further inland, as that water is pushed in, you can see some areas that are still just incredibly dangerous. So keep an eye on that. Even over the Mississippi coast, some areas, especially with a hurricane still located here, you get that flow from the south, Bay St. Louis to Ocean Springs, even over to the Alabama border. You can still see some elevated levels of water with that storm surge. Slowly but surely, just the rainfall event we've been talking about, just a dangerous amount of rain, and we can really see that on the radar, where places are getting continuously getting the similar amount of rain. This is a risk. That's a high risk. The Weather Prediction Center putting out a high risk of flash flooding around southeast Louisiana and North Shore back towards New Orleans. But this area of a moderate risk stretches through Mobile all the way up into Tennessee. And even you start seeing Nashville up into Kentucky, all that moisture has got to go somewhere. So keep tuned to the latest information. Listen to those warnings. And it's best to stay safe, stay indoors, and we'll keep you posted from the National Hurricane Center.